Well, this understanding has three parts, and this is affinity, reality, and communication. Well, I've mentioned that to you before, and we know quite a bit about that. As a matter of fact, there's a total book on this subject. It's an old book and doesn't contain as many refinements as we have today, but affinity, reality, and communication are very, very useful to the auditor. You should understand them very, very well. That's ARC. Now, you can actually take ARC and you can compose out of ARC all the mathematics there are. You can combine ARC into mathematics. You can do anything with ARC that you want to do. Symbolic logic, even calculus could be extrapolated from ARC. It's quite interesting. Affinity depends upon reality and communication. Reality depends upon affinity and communication. Communication depends upon affinity and reality. And as I used to say, if you don't believe this, try to communicate sometime with somebody and don't have any affinity at all. Just get real mad at somebody and try to communicate with him. You won't. Try to get somebody to be reasonable when he is very angry, and you'll find out his reality is very bad. He cannot conceive of the isness of a situation. He will give you some of the weirdest things. There's no liar lying like an angry man. Now, if you raise somebody's affinity, you will raise their reality in communication. If you raise somebody's reality, you will raise their affinity in communication. If you raise somebody's communication, you will raise their affinity in reality. And the keynote of this triangle happens to be communication. Communication is more important than affinity in reality. All right, now, let's take up number 22, and we'll find out that the practice of not-isness reduces understanding. In other words, something is there, and we say it's not there. That's a lie, isn't it? We're running down the road like mad, and there's an enormous boulder lying in the middle of the road, and almost anybody, just before he has an accident, will say the boulder's not there. And by golly, it's there. And this makes him feel that he is a bum thing. He's failed. Well, the funny part of it is, if he were to say immediately, as is a boulder in the road, instead of denying the situation, and if he could do this a perfect duplicate, well, the boulder would disappear. But he doesn't do it that way. He sort of puts some energy up there and sort of pushes against the boulder, and he says, it's not there. It's not there. I deny it. Well, he'll have a mighty thin understanding of the whole thing. He doesn't want to communicate with it, so he says it's not there. He doesn't want to have any affinity for it at all, so he said it isn't there. And believe me, his reality cuts down. After somebody's lost something or been through an accident, you would be surprised how poor their perception is, how poor their reality is. Everything looks very dim to them. They don't like it. And that means their communication is off, their affinity is off. They don't like the world. They feel sad and so forth. Well, the practice of not-isness reduces understanding, and that is what man is doing all the time. He's trying to avow that something that isn't there is there, and he's trying to avow that something that is there isn't there, and between these two things, giving it no as-isness at all, or alter-isness, or new postulates of any kind, he's having a lot of fun. Well, I don't know. Some people claim it's fun anyway.